Okay, welcome to this new session of talks of the academic tracks. Today we'll have three talks. The rules for the speakers are 20 minutes talks, 5 minutes question, and 5 minutes for moving. So I ask you please to stay in the times. I present myself. I'm Daniel Oxoli. I'm a researcher at Politecnico di Milano, working in GIS. And now I'm glad to leave the stage to Dr. Ostad Abbas, that presenting database transformation, cadastre data, processing QGIS, and implementation in WebGIS. So, please.
So, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you a good morning and good start for this season. My topic is related to the database transformation, cadastre data processing in QGIS, and implementation in the WebGIS. The following work was carried out in cooperation with the University of Applied Science in Stuttgart and the Stieg company and Dr. Koch company, which is the daughter firm for the Die Stieg. Die Stieg is the well-known company in southwest of the Germany and who are dominated in the city planning and city development. Dr. Koch is a sub-company of the Stieg and works in the field of the evaluation of the real estate in the larger scales, which means evaluation of the whole city quarter or industrial area, and moreover, evaluation of the so-called land standard values. This will be a topic or link for the following project. So the structure of this presentation is introduction, methodology of processing the cadastre data, QGIS and semi-automatic map creation, WebGIS and conclusion and further research. So, as you know, the company is located in the Germany, so we are following the German rules, German law. German building law represent a significant law and tool set regarding planning, building, and has influence on the shape, structure, and development of the municipalities. According to the rule 196, the land standard values have to be derived and published by the real estate value advisory committees. The land standard values are the values given the euro per square meters for the homogeneous special zone, like a residential, industrial, and the combination of the residential and industrial area, and derived mainly off the basis of the collection of the purchasing price in the municipality. As you can see in the figure, here we have you know, some homogeneous special zones like here, this one, and this one, which will be highlighted by the pink color. This number states for the, you know, price for the one parcel, unstructured constructed parcel inside this zone. And this B stand for the development condition, and it this kind of, you know, information has been decided by the city planners in the company. And this is the zone number, which is the identical for each zones. And another letter here is W, standing for the residential area. This is the German expression, you know, German letters. And the next one is the floor space index. So, some introduction. The databases for the derivation of the land standard values are the official cadastre data, which is the ALCIS data. And this data consists more than 200 layers. For creating the map that I show you, needs huge manual steps, like geocoding of the purchasing price, selecting, aggregating, and categorizing the data. It would take time, you know, and this procedure is really time and cost intensive. And the aim of this project is, you know, migration or jumping from the commercial or closed source GIS to the open source GIS, and taking advantage of the open source special database, PostgreSQL and QGIS server and LeesMap web client to visualizing in the web. As you can see, there is a methodology of this project. We have the some basic data sets, data precision, and result of the analysis. In the basic data set, we have the ALKIS data. This is the CADAS data based on the XML format. And in we have the urban land use plan, like a local plan, informal planning, like an urban development concept. And for the other relevant geodata, for taking that kind of values, we will use the DEM digital elevation model and digital orthovodos. But in some cases, it's, this kind of data is not available just for some big cities. And the most important parameter to drive the value, the land standard value, is the purchasing price of the undeveloped sites in relation to the land parcel number and the addresses. So this is the data sets. And we need to have the data processing, data precision. So by using the migration of the XML data, selecting and aggregating of the CADAS object classes like a building, and detection of the type and degree of the building and land use, and delineation of the slope inclination and aspect and other relevant areas. So, and for the purchasing prices, we need to have the geocoding of the purchasing price for the corresponding land parcel and the addresses. So, by taking, you know, by consideration this kind of input data and data set and precision, the expert in the company, in the city planning, will decide about the zones. Which parcel are, you know, has a homogeneous special related and can have the, you know, the same value. This part, after, you know, the city planners will do in the map, in the paper, this is the kind of, you know, semi-automatic part of the, for the digitizing the this map in the QGIS and giving the attribute to the polygons that we create. And the final step is the, you know, the publishing in the web. So, as I want to divide my project into three important aspects, the first part is that, you know, to dealing to data preparation in the database. So, we are using the NordBeat extension from the OSGO for W for the Windows environment to import the raw ALKIS data to the PostgreSQL, PostGIS. And so this kind of, as I told you, we have more than 200 layers. It's in some cases it's 212, 213. We must provide this kind of data. We have a sample here, for example, this one. We have the AP underline PTO layers, which contains the street name and street geometry. But you must, there is no visible for this street name. You must derive this kind of information from this layer by really simple or basic SQL code, but very effective to create the street name. Some expression is in German language, but if you have any question, I will explain you later on. And for the parcel number, this parcel number, which is which we connected to the purchasing price later on, we must create the parcel number by really simple another simple SQL code. And as you can see in the result in the map, we have the parcel number, which is unique for each parcel, and here we have the purchasing price as a sample, which is visible in the red color. So the second important part of this project, you know, finishing the database layer preparation, and this is the time for the visualizing in the GIS desktop. As I told you, this is the point, you know, to jump from the commercial to the open source by using the QGIS. This is just one really small part of the code that we develop, you know, by, you know, connection to the database and, you know, taking the data and giving the size, buffer, rotation. As you can remember in the previous slide, for the each point for the labeling, we need to have the unique angle to be rotated to be fit exactly in the street. So this is the code, and this is the final result. Just for this code will be, you know, the street name exactly to be fitted into the street flow. So I would like to show you really short video of creating this project in the QGIS. By running the script here, we will have some algorithms, and you know, the map. This map is the one really small city in the southwest of the Germany, which name is Deitzisau. So it would take, it's not all, because you know, it would take around 2 minutes, 3 minutes to be completed for the labeling and, you know, the rotating of the label. And it's a little so the second part is done. So municipalities ask us to visualize, to publish this map into the web. So previously our company just asked, you know, some external company, you know, to publish this web this map into the web, in the internet, but we could develop by ourselves by taking advantage from the QGIS server and LizMap web client. And as you can see in the WebGIS architecture, we are starting from the PostgreSQL connection, connecting to the QGIS and QGIS server, and one really great client, LizMap web client, has functionality like navigating, printing, configuring the client surface and querying on the feature layer, and so many other functionalities. I will show you one sample. So this is the final result, as you can see, which has the, you know, the company logo, the title, and I will show it live. Okay, yes, I think it's a little complicated.
If you go on the PowerPoint.
Oh. It must be.
I think you need to take this. Sorry. Come back with the mouse. On the other side. Okay.
Maybe you just close. No, this is another presentation.
Yeah, the point is I need to move this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's nice.
Okay. Okay.
So, and as you can see, you know, we have, this is the, you know, the link. Everybody can access to this link. And, you know, we have a different functionality here, and the most important one is the kind of, you know, address searching, you know, and finding the parcel number. We have, for example, we can try here, parcel number 25. So, and we will go exactly to this parcel, and you know, we configured, we developed this pop-up configuration for that. For example, here we have the Flüchtlingsnummer number, the address for this one, and the zone number, the price, and this is, this parcel is exactly inside this zone, and it will take the information from this zone. And this is whatever you will see here as a pop-up, you know, the information in pop-up information in the map, it must be exactly same like the label for each zone. And we have other functionality in the LizMap web client, such as the legend, you know, layer, you know, we can just off or on. And another important things for the city planners is the printing option. So we defined a different scales. You can choose the different scales, but you know, this kind of configuration will be done in the QGIS server and LizMap web client. And this is the sample. If we go and we can, you know, save this as a PDF. So, and we have this option, you know, to make off or on to use the OpenStreetMap, which is free. We can just add into our client. And some other option, maybe this is the logo for the municipalities. This is the description for the labels, and you know, some other information related to the city planners, the projection, extent, and so on. So I will let it open maybe later on if there is a question. So I will continue with the, yes. So, yes. So we are in the last part, conclusion and further research. It was the, you know, the description of the semi-automatic map creation for the land standard value, which is right now really important in Germany. Because right now municipality will decide, government will decide about, you know, the taxes for each parcel. So this project is kind of really important. And it was, it would help, you know, to save time and cost, you know. And this project is really open. It's, it can be, you know, really optimized, you know, to be developed, to be faster. And we can continue the coding in for the layer preparation, for the Python, to automize even the digitizing process. It's kind of, you know, difficult because the lines, the city planner that use, they are not following just the, you know, the parcel border. In some cases, we would have some intersection. This is the kind of, you know, really difficult point. And later on, we have this chance, you know, to visualize this map. Right now, it's in the 2D, and we can have the three dimension by using the digital elevation model and building heights and so on. Thank you so much for attention. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you so much for the nice presentation. We have plenty of room for questions. We have saved some minutes, so please. There are questions from the audience. Yeah.
Hello, thank you. Did you experience some problems with symbology while moving from QGIS desktop to QGIS server? Because it's also existing commercial projects, like for ESRI, when you move from desktop to ArcGIS Online, there are certain symbology limitations. Did you experience some limitations with your Python-based symbology? Thanks.
It is a really good question. Actually, the whole thesis, hypothesis was related to the comparison between the ArcGIS Online and the QGIS server. Actually, I tried with the ArcGIS Online, and you know, I faced too many difficulties because you know it's kind of you know difficult symbology labeling, and you need to first you know convert them to the graphics, and in some cases it's difficult to upload them in the ArcGIS Online. But the good things to use the QGIS server, you can upload the labels, the category, or whatever you create in the QGIS desktop, you will see in the web by using the LizMap webcam. This is the really great point of using. I didn't face any problem. But in some cases, we need to, you know, to develop a little. But you can change to this.
Okay, thank you. We have space for other questions.
Hi, I'm sorry if I missed it, I came late. The colors in the map, yes. Are those parcel classifications?
You mean, yes, the colors are, you know, it depends. For example, this is the industrial area, yeah. This is the, you know, combination of, we have, as maybe you can, it's around 8 different colors, and but you know mostly are you know the pink and the brown, because the pinks is assigned to the residential area, and M is, which is the brown, is it's a mixed area,
okay,
for the industrial area and residential area.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Other questions? I have questions.
Just last remark. If you have maybe, you know, I'm not the city planner, but if you have any question related to the how to get these values, you know, from the, you know, city planners, architecture, I put some pens here, which the name of the company is here, and you can just connect them or ask question or directly from my side.
Okay. So now, just a brief question. As,
yes.
As the problem of styling, as everybody knows, is quite tedious. On, did you share some code like for the rendering of like the Python preprocessing you did? Those processing scripts are somewhere.
You know, I think most of them it's possible to find in the internet, in the GitHub. You know, I use okay. them, but you know the kind of you know. Most tricky or most challenging part was the rotation angle for each point. You know, it was kind of, you know, time consuming, and
it's,
I think maybe I can upload this into the
I might be usable because maybe someone can save a bit of time and improve over
there. Yeah.
So we know. Okay.
I actually have 2 questions.
Yes.
So, if you said that you got data that was not topologically identical with the parcels, and so could you make some interpolation, or you have just first corrected the topology of the original data? That's one question, and the second one. Is I suppose the system in Germany is like very experienced and everything is in order, but is there any flexibility for developing countries in your approach? And if there is not very flexible, what do you recommend to do so that if the ArcGIS changes in time,
mm-hmm.
How can you make your approach more flexible to adapt to state requirements, so to say? Thank you.
Actually, I will start with the second question. You know, these 3 parts, database part, QGIS part, and the web part is, you know, they are related, but they can be, you know, independent from each other. So it means, for example, if we have another raw data, so actually we cannot use this, for example, NOR bit extension to upload them. But I'm sure there is a too much possibility to upload the data into the PostgreSQL. And after that, it's just, you know, the code, the Python code in the QGIS is just reading the data and, you know, the function. And it doesn't matter this data is out of the Alkis data or not. So it means if we can upload the data for the new countries, I don't know, maybe for, I'm originally from Iran, maybe from Iran data. So if we can upload this kind of data into the database, the other parts is definitely can be, you know, assigned. And for the first question, if I got correct, this, you know, each parcel has, you know, kind of, you know, we are not the data, this Alkis data are really accurate data, you know. Actually, we don't check, you know, the topological, you know, relation between those. But, you know, the city planners, you know, using the data preparation that I've done for them and, you know, going to the field, you know, to check to how is the data going, you know. This part is kind of, you know, related to the city planner and architecture, you know, to see what is happening. You know, I haven't been with them, but it seems like this. But if you have some kind of, you know, more detailed question about this, you can contact them or I will connect you with them to get your, you know, really correct answer.
Okay, thank you. We are perfect on time. So thank you so much. And I invite you to stay for the next presentation. We have the 5 minutes if you need to change the room. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.